Let's move on. You can still give us a call, by the way. 1300-222-612 is the phone number. Give us a call all the way through the afternoon. It's Friday afternoon. I love getting your thoughts. A little bit more relaxed on a Friday. Right now, a lot of businesses, as you know, are finding it difficult in some cases to find workers. The unemployment rate is predicted to go below 4%. I mean, wow, if that happens, wow. Think 1970s, wow. But staff shortages are making things quite difficult for many businesses, and the Productivity Commission believes there is a untapped pool of workers that could ease this shortage. But it will take a few tweaks here and there. Tens of thousands of parents, mostly mums apparently, are willing to work part-time if things were made a bit easier for them to do so. Terry Martin is the general manager of the Marketing Room. Terry, so how could at-home parents be the answer? What can be tweaked to help at-home parents do work part-time?
Oh, hi, Steve. Look, I think we've got to change our attitudes and our options. I think there's this feeling that work has to be done Monday to Friday. It has to be done 9 to 5. But we have such an amazing untapped resource of these mostly women who are smart and capable, who really, really want to get back into the workforce but don't know how to juggle part-time, you know, work, sorry, and children and family duties. And I think we've got to look at different models, which is what my business does, to be able to be open and allow them to come back to work.
All right. What would you do? What would you do? How would you tweak it specifically, Terry?
Well, I think, first of all, it's an attitude change, Steve. I think we've all got to just be open to doing things differently. We've got this archaic system that says everyone's got to work certain hours, certain days. The Marketing Room actually hires really senior marketing managers, and they're generally mums, and we place them into businesses on a part-time basis. So you see, we talk to businesses, we sell that in, they buy into it, they say, fantastic, I want the seniority, but I'm happy to do it part-time. And so everybody's happy. You've got women who work and can actually juggle part-time work with their, you know, with their children, and you've got businesses who tap into a more senior thinking, but at a cheaper rate.
So what would that be? Would there be anything I need to do in the office to physically make that available? Here's where I'm going with this. So I've seen a lot of businesses where they've done something quite smart. They realise that their business, they couldn't attract particularly women with children or families. So they set up, what's the word? I'm not sure what the term is, but the playground doesn't describe it properly. But thank you. And all these elements that made it much easier for parents or people with children to still have one eye on the kids but still do, you know, what they wanted them to do in their business, in their shop, in their company.
That's another awesome option, Steve. It's like how do we make it just comfortable, and how do we say, look, we're set up to support you, we're not going to make it hard for you. There's a lot of, you know, when women go back to work, even if they do part-time, it's often 5 days jammed into three. Now, you can imagine how stressful that is. Yep. So let's get rid of that as well. Let's call a spade a spade. Let's do part-time roles and make them truly part-time roles.
So what would you, if you were bringing this into a workplace, picture to me. I'm the boss. I'm thinking, oh, why do I have to do something else? But I do want workers. So picture to me, Terry. I'm a grumpy old man. He's got a company. He's looking for part-time workers. And you're going to say, Steve, you've got the wrong attitude. What you need is to make things easier for women with children or families with children.
Steve, there are some incredibly smart women that need to and want to work, but they can't do it full-time. If we could open our business to actually allowing them to work part-time, we could just do so much for it. In fact, I would quote you something, Steve. I would tell you that the Boston Consultancy Group found that for every dollar invested, businesses founded by women generated revenue almost 2 times higher than those founded by men. So it would make great business sense for you, and we could actually increase our revenue. Who knows?
Crikey. I've heard that figure before. That was the Boston Consulting Group, was it? So yes. Companies founded by women had much better profit returns.
That's right, than men, yes. So there's some smart people out there. And you know what? I don't know about you. I'm sure some of your listeners have heard about when everyone says, oh, hire a mum. They get stuff done. They get stuff really, you know, quick. Yeah,
yes,
everyone knows
do.
That, right?
Yes, I reckon if you're a mother or a parent, you're instantly qualified to work at the United Nations because you can keep all these disparate groups sort of at arm's length and keep them talking without actually bringing clashes, you know.
It's a skill set. You've got to get in, get stuff done, then you've got to leave and do another job when you get at home. So yes, you're very used to being inefficient. So, you know, I think it sells itself really.
Is there any reluctance? I mean, I assume businesses want to make profit. So if it's so clear cut, as you tell me, I'd be surprised if there was much reluctance to bringing it about, Terry Martin.
Yeah, look, I agree. I think sometimes it's just old ways of thinking, and you've just got to challenge that norm, which I think is sometimes the hardest thing. You see in other parts of Australia, this working from home model now has really become part of the norm. Well, a few years ago, there was no way that was happening. Now we're saying, okay, we can embrace this now and we can do it. So it's just changing that that mindset, I think, which is the hardest thing.
Terry Martin is the general manager of the marketing room. She's been explaining to me why if an untapped pool of workers could ease the employment shortage, basically by tweaking things just a little bit in a business, in a company, in a workplace, that will basically mean that parents, predominantly mums, but parents who can access them, who are willing to work part-time. Terry, just tell me about the marketing room. Who are you? Who's your company?
Yes, so the marketing room is a marketing consultancy, and we outsource senior marketing managers to mainly SMEs who want more strategic thinking but don't necessarily want to pay a full-time wage, so that they can get access to those marketing managers at a part-time model. And to be honest with you, Steve, this is where a lot of small businesses and medium businesses are missing. They go straight to kind of marketing tactics. They don't think things through about how marketing is actually going to solve their business problems. And that's the importance of actually putting someone senior in. But because a lot of these businesses can't afford that, we offer that part-time role. The beauty of it is that we've also got these wonderful people, often mums, who actually can then work part-time and manage their life as well.
Thanks so much for coming on.
No problem. Thank you.
Terry Martin, General Manager of the Marketing Room.